tension at the U.S. Embassy in the Iraqi capital, Baghdad, was quieter Thursday after Iranian-backed paramilitary groups left the area. The withdrawal brought a close to a two-day standoff that began with militiamen and their supporters attacking the embassy compound, wrecking a reception area, setting several fires, and writing graffiti as they protested against U.S. airstrikes on an Iran-backed militia group. Those strikes, which took place in Iraq and Syria, came in response to the killing of a U.S. contractor in a rocket attack. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has postponed a trip to Ukraine after the standoff at the U.S. Embassy in Iraq. The State Department says Pompeo postponed the trip because he's needed in Washington to monitor the ongoing developments in Iraq. Will Ruger is vice president for research and policy at the conservative Charles Koch Institute. He says the Trump administration has political reasons for sending more U.S. troops to Baghdad.
Clearly, the politics of this is that the president doesn't want to have a Benghazi situation on his hands. And so you can understand that. But in terms of sending more troops to the Gulf, to Iraq specifically, it just doesn't make a lot of sense.
Pompeo was scheduled to be the most senior U.S. official to visit Ukraine since the 2019 scandal that led to the impeachment of President Donald Trump. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Wednesday said he will ask Parliament to grant him immunity from corruption charges. That's a step that could delay his trial for months. The step most likely puts the trial on hold until after elections in March, when he hopes to win a majority coalition that would shield him from prosecution. Netanyahu was indicted in November on charges of bribery, fraud, and breach of trust after failing to assemble a governing majority following back-to-back elections last year. From Washington, D.C., this is VOA News. Australian officials have given thousands of tourists less than 48 hours to evacuate from coastal areas of Australia as the country prepares for searing heat that's expected to aggravate deadly bushfires. At a news conference, Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison says authorities are responding to widespread power outages and fuel shortages due to the wildfires.
Victoria and New South Wales, which have been completely devastated with a loss of power, with a loss of communications, every absolute effort is in train to ensure that those things can be stood up as soon as possible.
The death toll from flash floods and landslides in and around Indonesia's capital, Jakarta, continued to rise on Thursday. More heavy rain is forecast. Ryan Brooks has more.
The death toll on Thursday stood at more than 20 people, and tens of thousands more are displaced. Train lines are blocked, and parts of the city are without power. Jakarta is slowly sinking because of an overextraction of groundwater. It's part of why Indonesia is moving the capital to another part of the country. Rising sea levels make the threat of flooding even worse. In recent years, officials have tried to help better protect the city during the rainy season. However, on Thursday, President Joko Widodo urged the government to step up.
Regarding floods, the central government is still quite new and a lot of projects still aren't finished. The Semahi and Siawi reservoirs aren't ready until next year.
Indonesia's weather agency has forecast more heavy rain through Thursday.
That's Ryan Brooks reporting. About 400 protesters were arrested on New Year's Day in Hong Kong after police fired tear gas and water cannon at the crowds. Libby Hogan reports.
Hong Kong's New Year's Day saw a peaceful protest in the tens of thousands, later spiral into chaos. Protest organizers say over 1 million people marched on Wednesday, but police put the figure at 60,000. The march gave way to violence on Hong Kong Island. Hundreds of protesters formed roadblocks, set fires, and threw petrol bombs. Police say they arrested nearly 400 people.
But some of the rioters, they refused to leave and continue to throw hard objects at our officers.
Protesters are pushing authorities for more concessions. That includes an independent inquiry into the police and amnesty for those arrested over months of protests.
Reuters' Libby Hogan reporting. Rudy Giuliani, U.S. President Donald Trump's personal attorney, says he would testify at the president's looming impeachment trial if asked, and would do whatever he could to see him acquitted. Giuliani's a key figure in pressing Ukraine to launch investigations to benefit Mr. Trump politically. He's a former New York City mayor and longtime Trump confidant. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.
This is Border Crossing.